There are at least 18 local and state laws that forbid leaving pets unattended in vehicles, yet only half that many states outlaw leaving a child unattended in a car. This year alone, dozens of children have died in cars while parents or babysitters ran errands, went to work, and in one extreme case, went gambling. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mondelit Del Barco reports on a California proposal aimed at preventing these deaths.
It happened to Tammy Russell's baby daughter Caitlin a year ago. The babysitter decided to visit a friend and left the six-month-old alone in a van for 2 or 3 hours.
It was very hot that day, and she died from heat stroke. It was approximately 100 degrees outside. The interior temperature of the car was estimated to be 130 degrees.
And your babysitter, what was her explanation for this?
She forgot. She forgot she had her in the car.
The medical examiner says Caitlin died of heat stroke within the first 15 minutes. Even in somewhat mild weather, the inside of a car can heat up quickly. Babies are especially vulnerable to heat because they are less able to regulate their body temperatures. Caitlin's babysitter, a 35-year-old woman with 3 small children of her own, was charged with felony child endangerment and involuntary manslaughter. To raise awareness of the dangers of leaving children in cars, Tammy Russell started an organization called For Kids' Sake.
That's something that I deal with every day, trying to figure out how somebody could forget that you have a child with you. People think they're just going to be a minute to run in and buy a gallon of milk or, you know, purchase some postage stamps. It always takes more than a minute, and in that time, that minute can be too long.
Heat stroke is not the only danger. Children have accidentally strangled themselves playing with power windows. They've fallen out of vehicles and been hit by traffic, and even thrown cars into gears, sending them careening out of control. California State Senator Jackie Speier wants to change this. She's the sponsor of a bill named in Caitlin Russell's honor that outlaws leaving young children alone in cars.
It is alarming, and you know, I'm a mother of 2 young children, and I can remember many a time when I wanted to just, you know, leave them in the car for a minute while I ran in to do something. It's tempting because it's complicated. You've got to get the child out of the car seat. You've got to wake them up. Oftentimes, you don't want to disturb them.
There are no official national statistics on the number of children injured or killed when left in vehicles. But by scanning newspaper articles, the group Kids in Cars has tracked 59 fatal incidents so far this year.
I definitely think this is happening more frequently. People are just in such a hurry that they're not keeping the safety of the child in the forefront.
Jeanette Fennell is co-founder of the nonprofit organization affiliated with San Francisco General Hospital.
Some might say this even is an indication of, you know, there's much more of a detachment between children and their parents. You know, I'm very worried about how we are turning our vehicles into a home. We're installing home entertainment centers in our vehicles. That's exactly the opposite message, that a car is not a toy, a car is not a playground, and a car certainly is not a babysitter.
Californians whose children are injured after being left unattended in vehicles can be cited and jailed for child endangerment or neglect. But in cases where children are not injured, child advocates say, police often just scold negligent parents. Caitlin's law would punish them with a mandatory fine of $100 and orders to attend parenting classes. Senator Speier acknowledges that motorists are fined more for driving in the carpool lane, but she thinks raising awareness about the issue is a start.
Prevention makes all the difference in the world, and seatbelt usage went up dramatically once there was a law. Before there was a law, there was only like 35% participation rate. After the law was imposed, we have an 85% compliance. So laws sometimes will change conduct and behavior, and I think in this case it will as well.
60% of the fines collected from Caitlin's law would be used to educate Californians on child safety in cars. Georgia, Kansas, Illinois, and Tennessee have similar laws pending. 9 states already have such laws on the books. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.